Call the conference committee to order. Before us today is House Bill 53 and House Bill 55, the fiscal year 2026 operating and mental health appropriation bills. It is 4:30 Tuesday afternoon, May 13th, 2025. Members present, Representative Andy Josephson, Representative Calvin Chiragi, and Representative Delaney Johnson. In the Senate, we have Senator Bert Stedman, Senator James Kaufman, and myself, Senator Hoffman. Mr. Josephson. I move that Representative Josephson serve as the presiding chair of House Bill 53 and House Bill 55 for fiscal year 2026, the operating budgets for the conference committee. Do I hear objection? Seeing no objection. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. So now I will move that Senator Hoffman serve as vice chair of the House Bill 53 and House Bill 55 fiscal year 2026 Operating Budget Conference Committee, and I ask if there is any objection. Seeing and hearing no objection, Senator Hoffman will serve as vice chair. And now for some opening comments. As chair of the conference committee, I'd like to review the process we will follow for these meetings. Both the House and Senate budget processes allowed for public testimony. That portion of the process is now concluded. The conference committee will not be accepting public testimony. Unless invited by the chair, only members of the conference committee may take part in discussion or sit at the table. Legislative finance has been directed to prepare the motion sheets we will be using at the table. These sheets summarize the differences between the two versions of the bills that are the business of this conference committee. The motion sheets are posted on the Legislative Finance Division website and will be updated after each meeting. The conference committee will operate under Uniform Rule 42, and you've been provided a copy of that. Adopting any motion or taking any action requires a majority vote from each body. A copy of Uniform Rule 42 and related legal opinions are in each member's packet, as noted. Now I'd like to adopt some identical items. At this point, is there a motion to adopt all identical items?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that all appropriations and language items that are identical in both the House and Senate versions of House Bill 53 and 55 be adopted.
We have a motion. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is adopted, and the identical items are adopted for the committee report. I now want to request limited powers. I would entertain a motion to request limited powers for budget items for which differences exist. In accordance with past practice, the conference committee also requests authorization to add collective bargaining agreements. I've distributed a letter for this purpose dated May 13, 2025, one addressed to the Speaker of the House and a second addressed to the Senate President. Under limited powers, the conference committee can adopt any amount between zero and the higher of the House or Senate version of each item subject to conference. Senator Hoffman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the letters requesting limited powers of conference for budget items that are not identical and authorize and to add collective bargaining agreements.
So we have that motion from Senator Hoffman. Is there any objection to it? Again, seeing no objection, the letter is adopted. The letters is adopted. We're going to take a brief at ease to sign two identical letters, one for each body. We'll come back to order in our conference committee today, the 13th of May. On the subject of future conference committee meetings, the committee will be meeting to take action on the operating budget bills once powers have been received. Meetings will be posted as soon as possible on basis at akleg.gov. Is there any other business or any questions or comments from the committee members? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adjourn this meeting of the conference committee.
Without objection, this meeting is adjourned at 4:36.